I ask how much the scuba diving club is paying GLL to justify having only one lane of public swimming during the very, very peak time of a Saturday and a Sunday morning. So you have the situation where 3/4 of the pool is roped off during the very, very busy weekend period. And then you have young families with their children in there. You have elderly people. Then you have the serious fitness triathlon swimmers all crammed into one lane. So how much are GLL getting from the scuba divers for that to be happening, please? It's Saturday and Sunday mornings, which is the busiest time of the week. A lot of people have that time as their swimming period. There's room for everyone, but there seems to be more room for the scuba divers, and it's very dangerous in there. You know, there's like pregnant ladies that are swimming, there's guys with their heads down that are going up and down with the butterfly, and you have one lane for public swimming. So I do hope on your behalf that the scuba divers are paying you a fair packet to justify that.
I mean, I don't know how much they're paying, but I don't think we know. We can look into it, but it wouldn't really be about that. It would be about, you know, providing the relevant facilities for everyone and having a balanced programme, so we need to look into that. If that's historically always been the case.
It's not historically, it has just been, there's been some signs that have gone up, so anything in the past month that's happened. Really? There has been scuba divers there. I don't know what frequency, but it's seen maybe about once a month, but now, I think it's every other week for a whole Saturday and Sunday morning, and that is the busiest time in the pool. So your idea of having provision for everybody, yes, I accept that and that's correct, but that currently isn't being provided.
Okay. Yeah, I agree, we'll look into it, Jason.
Okay, thank you.
We'll update you.